imposter syndrome.
Hello? Hey. Oh, hey. I was going to say, like, are you out there? But no.
Yeah, totally.
But like, hey, hi. Dashley? Am I saying that right?
Oh, actually it's Bashley.
Oh, Bashley. I have a little bit of word letter flips dyslexia sometimes.
Oh, my cousin has that. My cousin
really?
Has that.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not your cousin.
Yeah, that would be really
kidding.
Awkward.
I'm kidding. I'm Chard. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi. So I was told, so before I got let into the Zoom, I was supposed to sort of tell, I guess we're like recording.
mine has like a little red thing.
Mine has a little red, mine's a little bit bigger. It's a big red thing, but it's going, it's pulsing for sure. Not in that way. I'm just saying the button on the screen. Bashley.
So yeah, I guess like we matched up.
We're on this show. I don't know what it is really, but it's called Yes No Maybe. Yes No Maybe. And so me and you, Bashley, we submitted our Instagram profiles to the show. I assume you had the same thing, the same process.
Yeah, I'm at Bashley on Instagram. You can follow me.
Yeah, and I'm at, of course, Swiss_Chard, which is a joke that my friend, I didn't even, honestly, I'm already talking about
it.
This. Yeah, oh, really? You don't?
No, are you Swiss?
No, Bashley, I didn't get it either. And my friends were like, you should really, like, they kept calling it like a pun. Like, you should make your name Swiss Chard. And I was like, exactly what you said. I was like, but I'm not Swiss.
Right, like, I wouldn't be like Swiss Bashley.
Right. Although, that kind of sounds pretty sick.
Well, maybe if this goes well, I'll change my handle to Swiss Bashley and everyone will be like, they're probably a yes.
Dude, sorry, not dude. I didn't mean to call
how
you that.
How dare.
Ma'am, sorry. I'm actually a
gentleman. I didn't mean to say how dare you.
Yeah, and I didn't mean any of it, but.
You can call me whatever.
Okay, whatever. No. Because that was a little joke. So this is our first time meeting. Like, obviously, I've seen you on the, you know, social landscape, but we're meeting for the first time over video right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would call this a date. Would you call this a date?
I hope so. You know, as my mom always said, if you play your cards right, you can get whatever you want.
So yeah,
So it's really nice to meet you. I'm really glad that we, you know, matched. I'm really glad that we are, according to, you know, the powers that be, are at least somewhat compatible enough to be talking.
Yeah, like, you're like such a gentleman for saying that.
Oh my gosh, absolutely my pleasure. And I know it's over video online, but if I could, I would this is me holding the door open, you know what I mean? Like, I would, like, believe me, I would really...
You would hold the door open for me? Like, if we went to a restaurant, would you open the door for me and hold it?
Absolutely. I would hold it even until you were all the way in the restaurant, like in your seat, just because you never know if maybe you forgot your purse or your tampon or whatever you forgot in the car. I want to make sure you are settled and your napkin is already on your lap before I even close the door. That's just me.
Wow.
That's just me.
Well,
that's just me.
well... something about me. Actually,
yeah, tell me something about you. I guess let's just get started with this.
I wouldn't.
Huh?
Well, yeah, like I. I wouldn't have a tampon with
oh,
you.
Oh no! I didn't even meet. Did I say that?
You did, and that's totally fine. Everyone
Shucks.
Talks about that.
I don't want to be like everyone these days.
Well, all I need to say, just like up top.
Yeah.
chard is that I actually, I have something called youthful menopause. And I had that happen already. So I am actually, fertility speaking, an old woman.
Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, as a man and a gentleman, I honestly like think that's kind of cool. Like that must give you like a certain, you know, like an aspect, like a maturity, you know, that like a lot of girls I'm usually with don't have.
Yeah, I definitely have like a tolerance for heat flashes and sleepless nights.
Which is perfect for me because I do like to sort of sleep. I don't like to sleep, but when I do sleep, I like the room to be hot.
Well, like, I don't know if that's going to work for me. I actually need the room cold because I get really
hot. Oh, shoot. Okay, but look, I mean, I guess it all honestly is all about compromise, and I guess that's something that's like the first thing on the list. Okay, check. Like, we'll have to compromise on the temperature of the room.
If you're fine with that, like, I'm good to go. Like, we may as well, like,
well, okay, so I'll have to think about that part because I do like it scorching. I like it really, really hot.
When you sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to wake up in sort of a sweat no matter what. So either it's a bad dream or it's the heat from the heater. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Thank you. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Spain. I mean, I almost said Spain. Boston.
Yeah. Why did you almost say Spain, do you think? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I used to go there with my family.
Okay, sick.
And I just feel like it would make me more interesting, but I practiced.
Like Hilaria Baldwin.
Who?
Never mind.
I'm from Boston. Where are you from?
Sick. I'm from West Virginia. Born and bred. Born and raised.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we're kind of already we've got different backgrounds, I guess. You're more of a city. You know, city girl, and I'm more of a, I don't know, like, if I were to, like, put a phrase to it, it'd be like, I don't know, like, country boy, I guess, like, I don't know.
I honestly, but like, that's very, like, opposites attract, which is really cool.
That's actually what I first thought when we first popped on here. When you popped in, I was like, this
girl.
Yeah,
because, like, I'm, like, you know, fully dressed to the nines. I have like makeup, hair.
You have a beautiful gown on, it looks like.
I have so much perfume on because I didn't really realize you wouldn't be able to smell it.
Sure, but I basically.
Like it's, is it laundry day?
Nope. This is sort of I have a you know, tank top. I don't know what you call
it
these days.
It looks like you ripped the sleeves off of a flannel.
I did. So I mean, that was, it's so funny. That's actually so funny that you brought that up because it is a funny story because that was an accident. I got so angry one time with my ex and I sort of ripped one of my flannel sleeves off in a fit, like a fit. Well, my doctor told me it was like a fit of rage, you know?
With your eggs?
Ex.
Oh, because see, I've gone through a fit with my eggs and I've done the same thing.
What, do you like your eggs very particular way or what?
Well, no, my ovaries.
Oh,
you know those eggs.
Because you're an old, yes, you're old on the inside.
Well, just down there,
right?
My upper insides are young as hell.
Too young. Yeah, wow, that's, and I can tell. I mean, can I just say I can definitely tell?
Yeah, there's a light in my eye, and I've been told that many times.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I would have even said that before you said it, but now I don't feel like I can because you know said it already. But
so going back to your shirt and your
I ripped it off, and this girl, you know, she was a bunch of nonsense, you know, like worst thing that ever freaking happened to me, Satan herself, you know, like incarnate. So I ripped my sleeve off, and the next morning I woke up in the shirt and I was like, something feels a little bit different, and I looked over and I saw my big raw bare muscle arm. I looked up and I was like, there should be a shirt there. And then I looked over to my right and there was a full shirt sleeve. And I was like, what the heck happened? You know? But I was like, I gotta make this even. I gotta make this right. So I ripped off the other half, the other sleeve. And that's what I'm wearing before you today, of course.
So balance and like yeah, balance is important.
Absolute balance. Yeah, I mean, it is important. I won, you know, some more physical example, but I did win a series of balance beam championships when I was quite young. When I was quite young, I was a bit of a star.
Oh my God.
A prodigy youth.
I was a floor girl.
You were a floor girl?
I did floor.
You did the floor?
Yeah, you did beam?
I did beam.
Oh my God.
I did beam.
Our TBTs are what got us here, Charles.
Oh my God, that must be it. Because I'm constantly posting pictures of me as a young boy in a little tiny gymnast uniform just being like, thumbs up, beam.
Oh my gosh, you did.
What?
Okay, I just thought of something amazing. Chards tarts.
Oh, leotards? Bashly. Can I call you Bash?
Are you still in gymnastics? Because you could like market that. And I'm actually marketing major.
My dad has owns a gym. You're a what major?
I was a marketing major.
Oh, okay. That's actually sick. A girl who knows what she wants. I absolutely like that. My dad owns a gym, so maybe, you know, maybe I could, and he's not doing super well right now at the moment, but like maybe I could, like, with your help, I don't know, like, you know, get in, maybe back into the gymnast world?
Do you have any kind of like eye for fashion or like design?
I mean, right now, I absolutely have eyes for you. It's like, what is fashion, right? But I do try to dress, you know, just kind of like, you know, just like kind of like woke up, whatever, except for the, you know, obviously the sleeveless plaid is kind of a different look. But normally I'm just like, oh, did he wake up like this? You know, that's kind of my style.
Right. And I love that. I respect that. I'm actually really attracted to that.
Especially
because I do the opposite. Like I get up like 2 hours to go for the, where am I from? Boston.
You have no accent, which I think is so cool and sick.
Yeah, it's because I went to Spain a lot as a kid.
Sure.
So it kind of evened out.
Yeah. Do you know, did you learn Spanish along the way, if I might be so bold as to ask?
I know like a couple words. Like, if I told you I was from Spain, it wouldn't be the verdad.
Wow. And that means green?
Oh, wait. Doesn't that mean truth?
It does mean truth. I think verde is green. And I don't know how I know more Spanish than you, because you're the one that lived in Spain or traveled to Spain.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just shift from that.
Let's keep shifting.
So I think, like, obviously I'm attracted to you.
Okay, obviously same. Like, can we just say, like, right off the bat, I was like, oh, hallelujah.
That's so nice.
Hey, thanks.
I don't know.
I'm just being myself. It's so funny because, like, I'm just being myself. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I don't feel like I'm, like, faking anything.
I'm not, like, putting anything on or, like, saying anything about myself that isn't true or anything like that.
Yeah, and I'm being totally honest about everything, too.
Oh, Bashly. That's so nice, so comforting to hear and sad. Like, it's been so long, you know?
So what's your love past?
Wow. I mean, can I just say right off top, like, so few girls like ask me that straight up right away. Like we're like 15 minutes into the date or whatever, and like that question to come out, I'd like mad respect to that for sure. To you. Shrug. Big shrug.
I shrugged.
Yeah, she shrugged. I mean, my love path, I mean, God, I mean, it's like, it's almost like I don't want to go into, just because like I'm worried maybe you're a little fragile. So like, I don't want to really go into like, really into it, but like I also feel like I can with you.
You're worried I'm fragile?
Okay.
Because I'm worried you're fragile.
Okay. Okay. I see you. Okay, Bashly. Okay.
So what's your love past?
So my love past is, oh boy. I mean, it's tricky. It's tough. I've been with, it's a little bit embarrassing, but I've been with three women up till now.
Like, dated or, like, sexed with?
One dated, two sexed with. My first was, we started dating in preschool, and we dated all the way up until junior year of high school, and then we had a very, very messy split. So we never actually, you know, sealed the deal, as it were. And then the other two were just, I barely even remember their names.
I thought you said you sexed one.
No, I think, no.
Well, either way.
I was in a relationship with one and I sexted two.
Sexed. I really appreciate your honesty.
Thank you. I feel like I actually can be really vulnerable with you and actually tell you everything about myself, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Anyway, let's move on to a different subject.
Do you mind if would you dare? Do you mind? Do I dare ask about your love past? Sorry. Was that too forward? Sorry.
No, like,
I'm sorry.
All my friends say, like, I can dish it, but I can't take it.
Oh, that's honestly a good trait to me.
Perfect.
But if you only if you're comfortable, Bashley.
Well, I'm not.
All right, then don't.
Fine.
All right, well, what's your favorite food?
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I feel like this started out great. Let's not do this to ourselves just yet. I think we're just getting to know each other.
Okay. You're Mr. Positive.
Okay, I'm trying. I mean, I am in more ways than one. I'm just kidding.
What do you mean?
Nothing. That was a joke. That was actually such a stupid joke. I can't even believe I said it. Sucks.
What was the joke? I don't get it.
That I'm positive for like other things as like well what? As COVID diseases, sexual stuff, just like any kind of like. I thought it'd be funny if I was like, oh, I'm also positive for, you know, herpes too. But I'm not. I'm just saying like that was supposed to be the joke.
I think it's really funny. I just like kind of have this thing where like I don't laugh.
Oh, that's great. What's your favorite comedy movie? Like, what do you like to laugh? What do you not like to not not laugh at?
That's a great question. Thank you so much.
Whoa, thank you.
My favorite comedy movie.
And take, I mean, look, we have, you know, all the time in the world.
Wait, do rom-coms count?
I mean, a lot of, you won't hear my friends say this, but rom-coms absolutely count.
Because, like, Bash. I watch a lot of romedy comedies.
Raw romantic comedies. Like what? Like, okay. So for me, that's like, Bridget Jones Journal or, no, what is it called?
Oh my God. You're such a guy.
I know. I'm such a freaking people actually in high school, people actually called me like a freaking dork all the time.
No way.
I know. With these, I know. It's like with this flannel, it's like, no. But yeah, they call me a dorky dweeb. But that was a long time ago. But what is the movie? Bridget Jones.
I can't imagine. And no, you
has a diary. Jones. Oh no. Yeah. What do you like?
Well, I really like those movies. Oh, it's okay. I really like those movies where there's like all these different plots happening, and the whole time you're like
different what plots?
Plots happening, okay, and you're like
sick.
Wait. I just got to know Julia Roberts, and like now. I'm getting to know Zendaya. Like, who's next? Who's this? Who's that?
What movie is that?
Well, not any specific.
Oh, it's a hypothetical.
And exactly. Well, yeah, I guess. I don't really know what you mean by that, but.
Hypothetical.
There's like, you know, all these different stories. And then like towards the end, like as the movie's like climaxing, there's like, it's like they all come together. Like you're all in the same place. Like you see how it's all connected. And it also is like funny and romedy, aka romantic. Like Valentine's Day, New Year's, you know those movies.
The late Gary Marshall's movies, New Year's Day, Valentine's Day, those exactly. Kind of movies. Like an ensemble cast that gets to do. Yeah, it's not called New Year's Day. You're right.
No, that movie would be kind of boring, probably.
Bunch of hungover white people.
Well, and Zendaya.
Oh right, I guess she is. Okay, so you like that kind of shit. What's your favorite romedy?
Well. Those kinds.
Right, but like if you had to maybe pick even just one of them, what could it be, do you think? Runaway Bride?
Okay, you're naming like old movies.
Okay, well, tell me. I didn't know Euphoria had a movie. I'm kidding, but what do you like? What movie do you like? What movie do you like, Bashley?
Gosh, like,
you're not listening to me. It's like, I ask you a simple question, you make me repeat it over and over.
I'm just trying to. Is this really okay?
Okay.
This is really hard for me. I have social anxiety.
Okay, well, this is literally sounds like the perfect situation for you because you're not in a group of people. It's just me and you, and we're not even in the same room. I feel like, how could you be more comfortable?
Well, did you just gag?
Sorry, I just...
Are you okay?
Sometimes I'm fine. I'm taking these supplements, or these, like, I guess they're supplements. So I have to take them every hour. So I just took a couple before we got on here. So I'm just feeling that sort of.
You have to take them every hour? What's in it?
I actually don't know. My doctor told me it was better that I don't know.
And he said you're not positive.
No, he was like, I'm positive that you're not positive. You're negative for all this stuff, but you're, you know, positive for being a weak ass bitch. You know, so he like he gave me some like, you know, performance enhancing supplements that I'm still kind of waiting to see how it manifests.
Well, it sounds like you're really taking charge of your health, and that is something that I am into.
That's awesome that you said that, because that's actually like one of my key values is like maintaining your health, maintaining your form and figure, and actually your body and mind as well.
What are some daily things you do to maintain your mind?
Maintain my mind. Let's see. Every morning I eat a bunch of eggs. What about you?
Every morning I eat a bunch of turmeric bricks. Have you heard of this?
Tumor bricks?
Yeah.
I have. I've never tried.
Yeah, it's like basically like if you packed like turmeric or like any spice, like you could probably do it with, but you pack it into like
cumin.
Yeah, you could do that. I don't think that would taste
good. I love cumin. Cumin's my favorite food.
For real?
I mean, yeah, cumin flavor, you know, like cumin, not just the dry powder, obviously, but
regular, degular, schmegular cumin?
Reg schmeg deg cumin. Yeah, I just like to, I dust it on my eggs that I eat in the morning. I dust it on my sandwich. I'll dust it on my pasta dinner,
but
my lasagna dinner.
With tumor bricks, though, with a tumor brick, you actually like consume it as just like the packed like powder.
Yeah, that I don't get. That I don't understand.
Well, I don't think you would like it if it was cumin like that. That would be gross.
Yeah, that sounds fucking gross, but that's what you do. You do the tumor brick.
Yeah, so that's what I do for my mind every day. And other than that, I just watch TV.
Do you need to have a big glass of water after you eat one of those bricks?
You can, but it's kind of like one of those, like, you remember the cinnamon challenge?
Oh my God, boy, do I.
It's kind of like that.
If I told you the amount of times I lost, quote unquote, the cinnamon challenge, like you would roll over in your chair.
Oh my God, wait.
I know.
Do you have any videos of that?
Yeah, I do. I do. You want me to play one?
Well, you know, at the end of this, if we say yes, we get each other's phone numbers.
Oh, you're right. Of course. I did. Yeah, of course. This is my first time doing it. Yeah, go ahead.
And if we say maybe, we meet again next week.
We have to do it all over again. And like, honestly, sounds okay to me.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm hovering at a solid maybe to yes.
Yeah, I started as a big hard no, and I was
Bashley,
yeah, and I, yeah, thank you. And I immediately went to a maybe, and now I'm hovering, yeah, between a maybe and a yes.
That's pretty cool. Honestly, like, if neither of us have been in a solid no yet, like, I mean...
It's better than other episodes of
yeah.
this show. I've
yeah.
heard like other examples, let's say, of like other people maybe not hitting it off right away, and I feel like we really hit it off in a big way.
Yeah, like you're not in, like, you haven't like reached a fit of rage with your, like you did with your ex.
No,
like,
thank God.
I feel like I always do, which is kind of like nothing at all, and so that's
right.
Good.
Oh, okay. Can I just say something? Can I like give you a compliment? Is that weird?
No, no.
Your hair, you have incredible hair. It is looks so long.
It is long. It is long.
Okay. That's sick. I love the like, honestly, okay. I feel like I can already be honest and vulnerable with you, but like one of my things is like a Rapunzel like scenario.
One of my things is like princess. Yeah. Is like princess. It's like generally so, like just like princess.
Very close.
Yeah.
Okay, so wow. And how long is your hair? Do you even know a number?
Well, if you're asking me how long something is, I'm going to ask you how long something is.
Okay, but I did ask you first, and that's only fair.
What are you wearing?
Well, you can see I'm wearing a plaid, sleeveless plaid. On the bottom, I can't really say. I don't really want to say. I mean, let's just say I could definitely go swimming if I wanted to.
Chard. I mean, that could mean like two
That's
things.
That's my name is Chard. Yeah, it could be. What are the two things that you think it could mean?
You're either wearing swimming trunks or you're fully nude.
Wrong. I'm married.
Wait.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm wearing a mermaid bottom costume.
No. No.
I can't even get out of my own chair because I'm flipping and flopping around because my friggin' ex left a Halloween costume in my closet. And she left the mermaid bottom, the fishtail. And so it's kind of what I wear. And I wouldn't have told anybody, just anybody, that.
I have so many questions.
Okay. I mean, I'm honestly an open book. Book.
First question.
Okay. You in the back. I'm kidding. It's just you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. First question, you right there in the camera.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing that?
Do you ever go sleepover in your life when you were younger?
Yeah, I'm not a freak.
Okay, same. You ever like in your sleeping bag and it's like a tight like a cocoon and you're just like in there and you're like, gosh, I never want to be anywhere freaking else ever in the world. I would rather just be cocooned here forever. Do you ever feel that?
No.
Yeah. So that's kind of how that's another one of my things.
But like you can't like walk. Like you don't want to walk.
No, I can't walk. I have a little, you know, a little doll, a little roller sort of. You know those dollies.
You put yourself. Wait, you put yourself on a dolly and like.
Yeah, I mean then... I. Yeah, and I sort of roll through my part like la 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 la. You know, I just kind of live out my ultimate fantasy, which is to be a merman. Which
How do
I guess
you control the movement of the dolly.
I'm sort of flopped on it, and I tie a rope around my dog.
Your dog? I love dogs.
Oh my God, you do? Mine's a Cocker Tootsie Spaniel.
You're lying. You saw my Instagram and you're lying.
No, I'm absolutely not. She should be here. She's here somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
Pippi!
Wait. Golden.
Pippi!
Golden or Calico?
Calico.
Wait. That's my dog. That's the dog I have.
You have that dog?
Yeah. Wait, what's yours name? Pippi?
Pippi.
Mine's is named Longstocking.
Come on, me. That is unreal. Bash, you're lying to me, Bash. You have to be lying. You're lying.
Oh my God. You're blowing my mind. But wait,
you're literally really quick, blowing.
What? Really quick question. Speaking of blowing and also coming on me, how do you get it out of there when
of the mermaid costume?
Yeah, is there a hole?
Yes, there's a hole. I made it. I don't want to say how big the hole is, spoiler, but I did make it a sort of incision where I can sort of poke out of the gills and the fabric or whatever and just sort of like do. It's just basically the same.
You stop.
I'm saying, man, I'm just saying that's kind of how I do it. That's I do what I do and that's how I do it.
I have never met someone like you in my whole life.
And I really, you're really kind of opening up my whole mind. I've never told anybody any of this, you know? I really keep it pretty close to the vest.
What's your favorite thing about me?
I mean, probably, I'm actually thinking, because there actually, Bashley, there's so many things, so I'm sort of like, I'm like going through, I'm like, is it this thing? Is it that thing?
It's Bashley. Just again, it's Bashley.
I said Bashley, did I not?
Well, I think you were trying to say like Ashley?
No, Bashley.
Okay, fine, okay.
What do you mean fine? Like, that's your name.
What's your favorite thing about me?
Oh my god. I mean, besides your freaking golden hair locks?
Yeah, besides that.
Goldie? Ugh.
What about my mind? What about my body? I mean, wait, I mean, just my mind.
Just your mind. I mean, I really think that you're one of the smartest chicks, at least, that I ever friggin' met. And you're, like, blowing my mind with all the stuff that you're telling me. Like, even a girl from Boston with no accent, like, sign me up.
Okay, you don't even know that I'm that smart, but...
I do, I can tell, I can see it. I can see it through the camera.
Through the light in my eye?
Yeah, I can. And you're really, I can see it. I see it.
And what's your favorite thing about my body that's not my hair?
I mean, I can't see much. You know, I can't see much. Okay, you're sticking out your tongue in a way that makes me feel like you want me to pick your tongue.
Do you see that it's pierced twice?
Yeah, I did see that. How did that? It looks very dark. Like, that. Those piercings look very... just infected. Like,
there's
light.
There's light scabbing.
Yeah, light scabbing. I mean, there's also some. Yeah, it looks like the. Oh, please don't. What happened there?
It's kind of new. I didn't know how to clean it.
Oh. Surely they told you how to clean it, Bash.
I was wondering if it was infected.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look good to me. It really doesn't look good.
What should I do?
I mean, you can't take it out. Like, you have to keep it unless you pay to get it removed, right? 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 Well,
I don't know.
I feel like this is a really good time to show you something.
Tell me.
Check her out.
Oh my god, that tattoo?
I got a tattoo, a tongue tattoo.
Did that say killer?
It was supposed to say thriller, like the Michael Jackson video, but it says killer instead. I decided at the last minute to change it. It was after
a lot of things happened.
So you were trying to get it to say thriller for the video specifically, not the song. And
correct.
Then you changed it to killer after the documentary came out?
Yeah, I watched the documentary the day I was supposed to get the tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
Which absolutely stunk for me. I was just like, okay, well, let's just change my whole idea. But then I went and I was like, let's do killer instead.
And then, what do you think? Looks pretty good.
It looks really good. And I feel like I had to stick my tongue out when you're sticking your tongue out. I think you feel the same way.
I'll put it back in.
Put it back in. But I feel like that's like another check in the box of like stuff that we get to know about each other. Like, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily have shown someone my friggin' whole tongue
date. You show everyone your tongue.
No, babe. I swear. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Was that our
sorry,
babe?
Was that our first fight?
No.
Shit. Oh. First bit. Are you crying?
No, no.
Are you crying? You're getting closer to the camera. Are you sure you're not crying?
Look at my tears.
Yeah, you're pointing to your tears and you're telling me you're not crying.
That's
I'm sorry.
What happened when we fight, babe?
Well, what did I do? What did I even do? I didn't even do anything.
You were like being like mean.
No, I even wasn't. Like, I honestly was just like being myself and like telling you stuff about me and like, and then what? All of a sudden you're crying?
Well, it's like if you start to like care about yourself more than you care about me, like I'm gonna cry.
I don't care about myself at all. That's why I'm here. I care so little about my own. I hate myself.
Oh, wait, what? Wait, really?
Sorry, were we doing it? Was that a role play or what?
No, I...
Okay, same. I mean, I do, you know, I don't like the person I am, but I'm trying to get better.
I cry really easily. I cry really easily. And it actually does make me feel...
Looks like it.
What?
It looks like you cry really easily.
Okay, I'm going to let that slide so I don't cry again.
Okay.
But I'm just saying it really made me feel better when you said you hate yourself.
Okay, I promise I'll say that more. Like, honestly, if this goes well, like, I'll do that. I'll do it more if it makes you feel better.
I think it does.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
Are we married?
You wanna?
I'm kidding.
No. I'm kidding too. I'm kidding too. I'll put this away. I'll put this kind of back in my pocket, but I'm also kidding.
Wait, your merman thing has pockets?
Yeah, man.
Self-made
pockets, man. Dude, I've been on Shark Tank literally so many times trying to sell these fucking mermaid pants for men.
And you added the pockets and the penis hole.
There's a place for your pockets. There's a place for your penis hole.
I bet you could turn it around. Like, if you had, like, a big dog, not, like, our little tootsies. If you had a big dog, you could turn it around and use the penis hole for a tail hole. And it could also work for dogs.
See, this, I'm writing all this down. This is brilliant. Oh, Bashley.
So, Chard, you said I'm brilliant. You think I'm smart. You're
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did say all those things because I actually weirdly, I mean it.
Why is that weird?
I mean, like, because I've never been like this before. I've never been, this is not who I normally am. Like, you bring out someone in me that, like, I never thought I could be, I guess.
It's probably just, like, the Zoom. Like, you probably just feel like, you know, like, you have nothing to lose.
Do you not agree? I mean, do you not feel the same way?
I just feel like everything I've said so far is a lie.
Is that because it was a lie?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can't tell.
I'm literally wearing mermaid bottoms. So, like, if you're lying about all this stuff, then, like, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Things I've said, and then I can, like, try now to, like, tell you if it was true or not?
Absolutely, I'll do that. I've been keeping track. Are you from Boston?
Yes.
Okay, sick.
Wait.
Fuck!
No, I'm from outside Boston.
I'm seeing... What part of Massachusetts are you from?
The part...
What's her?
Where Harvard is.
Cambridge?
Yeah.
God, liar!
No,
do you have a Tootsie Roll dog, for real?
I do
named,
have a Tootsie...
Named... what you said.
I don't. But.
You liar!
But
what?
The dog is on my Instagram.
Bashley. Who's? Bashley.
What?
Who's?
Huh?
Whose dog is that?
Is this a dog photo?
It's a stock. It's a stock dog photo. It's a stock dog.
Stock dog.
It's a stock dog. Bah! I'm going a little crazy, Bashley. This is not. But I also, but it also is a huge turn on for me to someone be like a liar.
Can you just ask me more and I'm just going to air it all out. And then once we're done with that, it'll be a yes, I promise. Just let me air
it
all out.
I wish I could remember more details from this whole experience. Oh, what do you do? Do you actually eat turmeric bars in the morning or is that a lie, Ashley?
Tumor bricks. Okay.
Come on.
Charred.
Come on.
Charred.
I'm charred. Come on.
This is the hardest one. The charredest one for me to say.
Don't do that with my name. Don't you dare joke about my name.
I'm a fucking pig. I eat bacon and eggs for breakfast every day.
Oh my God. I just ran into...
I've never had turmeric in my fucking life.
Then what the heck? Was everything that I said just nothing for you?
No, you just sound amazing. You sound so cool and new and
so
fresh.
So tell me about yourself. Like, where are you? Like, what do you do? Like, what's your deal? Okay. Tell me something true, Bessie.
Okay. I'm from Cambridge. I eat bacon.
Okay.
Shut up.
Sorry.
I eat bacon and eggs every morning. I don't have a dog. And I didn't get a marketing degree. I got a degree in communications.
Oh, the worst one.
What?
That's the worst degree you can get.
That is not true.
Oh, really? Show me, Bashley, how your communications degree has helped you and aided you. Give me an example of just how helpful that communications major has been.
Let's try. I work at the White House.
Now, this is something I was not told. What do you do at the White House? I'm so sorry. Of course you can't say anything true. You had to say everything as a code.
I don't work at the White House.
No! I believe everything you say, no matter what.
Okay, I'm 20.
No!
No, I'm not.
No? How old are you really?
39.
Bashley, 39?
I'm not. I'm 30.
How old are you?
I'm 30. 30? I'm 30.
Bash, how old do you think I am? Take any guess.
28.
I'm turning 28, honestly, next week. So you really almost nailed it. Great. I'm you can read me like a book, and yet you're a bunch of bag of mysteries.
Bashley of mystery.
Ugh, I called you a bag by accident. Jeez.
My therapist says that I like lie like this to seem more interesting. Like people will, yeah. I think people will like me more, but I'm really glad I just got all that out. My God.
I'm shocked that you, I mean, honestly, the fact that you revealed all of that feels huge for me.
What feels huge?
The fact that you just said all of that, like you were so honest, like you're a fake and a liar, but like at least
I was trying to make it sexual.
Oh yeah. What if? Okay, I'm just gonna try something.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my flippers on the table on the desk so you can see them.
Okay.
And I just want to see, like, what... I guess I'm curious after all this, like, what that'll do.
I'm ready.
Okay, here I go.
They're wet. What is that?
And they were... That was, it's baby, it's sweat, and it's tears, and it's cum.
That's disgusting, and I love you.
Oh my God. I feel like I never felt this feeling before, before anything, before you.
Okay, well, you need to say it back. Do you love me or not?
Okay, and I absolutely will think, and I love that you said that, and I love that you said it.
Do you have a notification on your screen that we have 60 seconds to wrap it up?
I literally, Bashley, I was about to say we got a notification to say we have to wrap it up and choose. We have to choose.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yes, no, maybe. Oh my gosh. Okay. Charred. So should we take a second? And there will be music under this.
Let's say it on the count of three.
Okay.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Maybe.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna say yes in my book. Oh my maybe god, that's a maybe.
Maybe.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I said maybe. I said it. That's not a no, babe, that's not a no, Bashley.
Charred, babe, that's not a no.
That is not a no. And does that mean we get to keep seeing each other over Zoom next week? Like, that's so exciting.
And we get each other's phone number.
Oh my god, I love...
Me?
Your... essence.
Me.
I love what you are bringing to the table so much.
Bash. You know what, Chard?
What, Bashley? Don't change your answer. Hello, thanks for listening to our show. That was, of course, Yes, No, Maybe with Charred and Bashley.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. Can you imagine? So please subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening and tune in every other Tuesday. Additionally, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We've gotten some rates and reviews recently, and it's helping because we've literally seen those numbers go up.
We
get paid. We get paid a very measly amount for this, but it does count. So help us out and rate and review us.
You have to. And honestly, at this point, if you're hearing this, you have to. You must.
You simply must.
You simply must. And you also must follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie, and of course Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
This has been a Cook Wrap production.
That was pretty good.
That was good.